Rat Pack, where you at?
CFCN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, September 13th. Week 2 about to kick off tomorrow. So today on the podcast, we're going to break down the initial set of rankings for Week 2 quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end for you on the podcast, of course, over at ftnfantasy.com. I do have a free article that comes out on Wednesdays. It is a free article, so you can check that out. It's Flex Rankings. However, if you're already a subscriber, you know you don't need the free article. You get access to the rankings tool where you get PPR, non-PPR, half-point PPR across all the positions, Flex Rankings, and oh yeah, all right, fine, I did it. Team defense and kicker rankings too. I've resisted long enough. I guess I have to do it. If you want to get behind that paywall, ftnfantasy.com, promo code RATPACK4. 10% off. All right, let's start with quarterback, and I am not going to change anything at the top, regardless of the first week performances. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes at the top. I like Jalen Hurts on Thursday night. I love him against that Minnesota secondary. So we're just going back to the well. Kansas City, that's going to be a high-scoring affair for Mahomes against Jacksonville, or it should be at least. And, of course, Buffalo there against the Raiders, a much better matchup for Josh Allen. At four, I have Justin Herbert. Man, I think we're going to see this thing course correct as we move forward here. That ball just explodes out of this dude's hands. Facing Tennessee, they gave up a 300-plus yard day to Derek Carr. Trevor Lawrence at five, of course, that high-scoring affair. Speaking of right the ship, well, Lamar Jackson at six. It's rare that he doesn't throw or pass for a touchdown in a game. It's happened six times in his NFL career. Well, last week, Deshaun Watson in this matchup against Cincinnati threw and ran for a score. So I like Lamar to get back on track. On the other side of that thing, Joe Burrow, shake the rust off a little bit. Yes, he was a little rusty after missing most of the preseason, but you can't keep a good man down. Justin Fields at eight. I still believe in the ceiling of Justin Fields. It was just week one. I'm going to keep going back to the well here against Tampa. Tua Tagovailoa, we know what the ceiling is. Now, Belichick's always a challenge, but we know what the ceiling is with Tua. We also know what the ceiling is with Anthony Richardson. And boy, do I love this matchup against Houston. If you can pound the rock on the ground, you can do well against Houston, and Anthony Richardson can do that. Daniel Jones. What? Daniel Jones at 11? Yes. Against Arizona? Yes. Sam Howell got in the end zone as a runner, threw for a passing score last week. Daniel Jones is a very good running quarterback, and he's going to redeem himself this week. Jared Goff rounding out the top 12. Though, like last week, that edge spot right there, 12, 13, 14, 15, it's all very fluid. Geno Smith is at 13. Deshaun Watson is at 14. Heck, even Brock Purdy at 15. That may be more of the streamer area. Because Los Angeles did perform well against the pass last week. But Goff, Geno, Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones, that they could move around throughout the course of the week, and I wouldn't be too alarmed because they're separated by fractions of a point. As far as any streamers are concerned, I mean, Purdy is probably your best bet. Jordan Love I have down at 20 this week. I want to see how he fares in another matchup here before we really start to move him up into the mid-range or front-end QB2 territory. Let's move over to running backs. Christian McCaffrey, boy, that was fun last week, huh? I mean, come on. Best running back in the league in the best rushing offense in the league, or at least the most innovative. Oh, man, so much fun. Saquon Barkley at two. Saquon, it's the Arizona matchup here. We saw Brian Robinson getting the end zone as a receiver against that team last week. So giving him another opportunity for fantasy purposes for us. Derrick Henry at three. Love that he contributes out of the backfield as a receiver. That's sort of what separates his game last year, this year, from what he did earlier in his career. Doesn't necessarily have to score touchdowns to be a big fantasy factor. Nick Chubb didn't score a touchdown last week. But you know what? Early on, he was used heavily in the passing game. If that game was closer, I think we would have seen more there, so let's hope Pittsburgh keeps it close this week, but still love him. Austin Eckler floating in this nebulous space at five. Depending on the ankle injury, we're going to have to adjust here. Obviously, if he can't go, then Kelly would get the bulk of the work, and Joshua Kelly would be at least a top 15 option. However, I am not suggesting he can't go. And early reports say this might even be a low ankle sprain that he could play through. So let's not get too crazy here. Bijan Robinson at 6. Am I concerned about Tyler Allgeier? No. Hail to the no. No, I am not. They're both going to get theirs. Bijan is a souped-up version of Cordarrelle Patterson in this offense, and we've seen points where Cordarrelle Patterson was putting up borderline elite numbers in this offense, and Bijan is better. Tony Pollard at 7. Don't love the matchup against the Jets, but the game script should be favorable for volume. Speaking of volume, Josh Jacobs should continue to see volume. He looked a little rusty last week, but hey, Buffalo gave up some big runs to Breece Hall, obviously, so Jacobs, from a volume standpoint, remains a top 10 play. Travis Etienne at 9, high-scoring game, played really well last week. He's at 9. Joe Mixon at 10, honestly, like the rest of the Bengals, I expect to bounce back. The volume was at least there for him. Ramondre Stevenson at 11. I do like this spot for Ramondre Stevenson. We just saw Miami get torched by the Chargers on the ground, so firing up Ramondre Stevenson as a back end RB1. Kenneth Walker at 12. He was one of the bright spots for Seattle for me this past week. The numbers didn't look great, but I'm not looking at the fantasy numbers. I'm looking at the play. This guy's a dog, man. Oh, so good. And in the right games, he's going to put up some major, major numbers. So I'm going back to the well here. How about David Montgomery at 13? Not only did he see the volume we thought he was going to see, well, I thought at least, in the Jamal Williams role, but he also gets Seattle, who gave up 3 rushing touchdowns last week to the Rams. Rashad White at 14, he has no competition for touches. Faces the Chicago Bears as well. They gave up a big day to Aaron Jones last week. Jahmyr Gibbs at 15. This is the matchup. He also looked excellent. And honestly, this is like one more shot here as a front-end RB2. If it is lackluster yet again, then we're going to have to reposition. But 1 week doesn't mean anything. 1 week can be a fluke. 2 weeks is a trend. So let's see where we are on him. But man, the matchup is good. Alexander Mattison at 16. Don't love the matchup, but the volume is great for him. He has no competition for touches. Miles Sanders at 17. Another volume play here for Sanders. As far as Carolina is concerned, they did what we expected them to do. Now, New Orleans isn't a pushover, but I like the spot for Sanders. James Cook, loved what we saw to him. Even the fantasy numbers weren't good. Loved what we saw to James Cook, though, in week one. And, you know, if you're a longstanding listener of me, of my podcast, radio shows, whatever, you already get it. I'm looking beyond the box score. Now, if you're new to this and you're like, what are you talking about? He sucks. It's not about fantasy points. Like, sure, we could chase last week's fantasy points all we want, or we could run away from them if there's a lack of them, but we're looking to play this game in the future. We're not playing the game in the past, and James Cook looked pretty friggin' good. Aaron Jones, who? Well, hamstring injury, check back. We'll get updates for you on Friday's podcast. James Conner at 20, no competition for touches. Even on a bad team, he could still be effective as an RB2. Javonte Williams at 21. There is a split in that backfield with him and Perine, but he looked pretty good last week, and we're trending up. Jamal Williams at 22. The matchup is much better this week. The volume was there last week, but a better matchup. Of course, he is facing the Carolina Panthers this week. Damian Pierce at 23. One of the few things that I like about Houston, and I really like the matchup, and I really like that Devin Singletary isn't being used. Najee Harris down at 24. All right, so if you're like pulling your hair out if you draft Najee Harris, first thing, I would really read up next year before fantasy drafts about the benefits of avoiding the running back dead zone in fantasy drafts. Secondly, he has two dreadful matchups to start the season. Two of the better defenses, if not the best defenses in the NFL, San Francisco and Cleveland. Just give it a little bit. Right on the outside looking in, Raheem Mostert, Isaiah Pacheco. Breece Hall is down here. Yes, he was phenomenal, but he was on the wrong side of the committee. Dalvin Cook out-touched him, so I'm still flexing him. I'm a little worried about Zach Wilson as well moving that offense. Brian Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, Samaje Perine, A.J. Dillon, Khalil Herbert, both Baltimore running backs, Justice Hill and Gus Edwards, and then Kyren Williams down here as well. I don't like the matchup at all for Kyren Williams against San Francisco. Be careful with the Philly backs. It doesn't look like Kenneth Gainwell is going to play, but I have no friggin' clue who's going to touch the football, so just be careful with the Philly backs. over at wide receiver, well, Tyreek Hill, congratulations. You're number one this week after last week. Justin Jefferson's right there. It's a tougher matchup for Jefferson, but he's amazing. But Tyreek Hill's at number one. Okay. Ja'Marr Chase at three, expect a bounce back. Amon-Ra St. Brown at four. Volume, volume, volume. We just saw Puka Nacua rack up 15 targets as a short and intermediate area receiver in this same exact matchup. Now it's Amon-Ra's turn. Stephon Diggs, double-digit catches against the Jets. I mean, come on. Dude's awesome. Faces the Raiders this week. A.J. Brown, I liked what we saw last week. In general, it wasn't explosive, but he was heavily involved, and we know what the ceiling is. Davante Adams, much better matchup this week, also could benefit from no Jacoby Myers if he doesn't clear protocol. CeeDee Lamb at 8, I'm not worried about last week. They didn't have to throw the football. Calvin Ridley at 9. All right, so the Boo Birds are out. Calvin Ridley, I was drafting him at his midpoint, which for me would have been wide receiver 24 when it was all said and done in fantasy drafts. The one thing I didn't anticipate, Christian Kirk's minimal usage. Now, that could have been a last week thing, and maybe I'm too high on Ridley this week, but I'm going to ride this wave. It would be foolish of me to cut off my nose to spite my face and be like, I'm sticking to my original take. He put up big numbers last week. He's a top 10 play this week in a potential shootout. Keenan Allen at 10. Love Keenan Allen. Love what we could potentially get out of this offense against Tennessee. Devontae Smith at 11, Slim Reaper, the skinny Batman, top 12 play. Remember last year, at zero catches in week one. Chris Olave, we know what the ceiling is, and Derek Carr is looking vertical to him at 12. Debo really popped in projection, so I'm not going to ignore this. He comes in against LA, against the Rams at 13. To be clear, Brandon Ayuk's down at 19. He's not too far away. DK Metcalf at 14. I do think we see a little bit of a better version of Seattle this week. Jaylen Waddle at 15. Get him more involved. T. Higgins at 16. Zero catches, but 8 targets last week. Speaking of targets, lots of them. A buttload, I believe, is the technical term for DeAndre Hopkins last week. He continues to be heavily involved this week. Mike Evans at 18. Actually not bad with Baker Mayfield. Brandon Ayuk at 19. All right, Garrett Wilson moves down to 20. He is still a wide receiver, too. He is not a wide receiver one without Aaron Rodgers, but he is still a wide receiver two, and that's important. You can still use him. Chris Godwin at 21. Amari Cooper sliding in at 22. Let's get more out of this passing game this week. Tyler Lockett at 23, though we'll keep an eye on the concussion status. Mike Williams at 24. I mentioned where I think the Chargers are heading this week. Michael Pittman, hopefully you took that discount in fantasy drafts. I loved getting as much Michael Pittman as I could. He slides in at 25. Zay Flowers at 26. Big riser after last week. He looked phenomenal. He was clearly the top receiver. And I don't mind this matchup against Cincinnati. DJ Moore at 27. Come on, man. Everybody hates on DJ Moore in the beginning of season, so I think we've been there before. Let's learn from history. Jahan Dotson at 28. Why is he ahead of Terry McLaurin, who is at 34? Well, this does come down to the matchup. Of course, Washington this week faces Denver. That means Pat Surtain could be on Terry McLaurin. George Pickens at 29. No Deontay Johnson. Could miss him for a little while. I do have some concerns about the matchup, though. It is a tough one. Puka Nacua, I'm sorry, at 30. Bad matchup. Should be the most heavily targeted receiver, but still just a wide receiver three. Zay Jones as the second in the pecking order there for Trevor Lawrence at 31. Michael Thomas at 32. Christian Watson tentatively sitting at 33, though we would move Romeo Doubs up if Christian Watson can't play. I mentioned McLaurin at 34, Cortland Sutton at 35. His status could move based on Jerry Jeudy. And then Gabe Davis at 36. No, I'm not moving on from him. We know what he is. He's a high ceiling, low floor guy. Right on the outside looking in, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers if he plays, but we could move him around a little bit. Drake London, Christian Kirk is down here. Marquise Brown, Romeo Doubs, as I mentioned, could move. Nico Collins, Brandon Cooks, Tutu Atwell, Elijah Moore, Jordan Addison, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Rashid Shaheed, all flex-worthy in that conversation. All right, a tight end. If I have one of these seven guys in this order, though, some of them have some injury moving pieces, but I feel confident. Ready? Kelsey, Waller, Kittle, Andrews, Hockenson, Evan Ingram, who moved up, and Dallas Goedert. Okay, so Kelsey, obviously we got to keep an eye on him. Could play this week. Andrews, have to keep an eye on him. Could play this week. If not, we'll address when we need to. Dallas Goedert, I have no concerns with the zero catches. Remember, Devontae Smith had zero catches last season in week one, so not overly concerned there. If I'm outside of this group, right outside is Kyle Pitts. I'm not overly concerned about Kyle Pitts, but we've been over this a billion times. If you don't like Kyle Pitts, don't draft Kyle Pitts. I'm not overly concerned, and I'm going to keep using him and evaluate over this first month of the season. Otherwise, I can go from tight end 9 to tight end 22, and they are all basically the same guy with varying degrees of ceiling floor combinations. Ready? Sam Laporta, David Njoku, Tyler Higbee, Dalton Kincaid, Hunter Henry, Dalton Schultz, Pat Freiermuth, Juwan Johnson, Chig Okonkwo, Luke Musgrave, Zach Ertz, Cole Kmet, Irv Smith, Jake Ferguson. They are all 3 for 32 tight ends. Yes, Laporta is at the top, but it's not like there's a big separation between Laporta and Jake Ferguson. Even though the rankings make it look that way, there really isn't. These guys are all the same guys, and it's whoever, if you guess right, scores a touchdown this week that makes the difference. Otherwise, these guys are all the same guys, and I wouldn't sweat it too much. Honestly, I would not sweat it too much. So that's where we are at tight end. We'll keep an eye on Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews as we roll through the week. FTNFantasy.com if you want that rankings tool with all the updated rankings across all the major scoring formats. We got you covered. Promo code RATPACK for 10% off. Of course, we will be back tomorrow for some wide receiver cornerback matchups. In the meantime, you can follow along with me on Twitter. Otherwise, I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.